There was a time when single parenting was kind of an exception in America. Of course, not anymore. Millions of families where it's just a mom or dad now. There's been a lot of conversation, a lot of articles written, a lot of commentary about the impact of not having a dad who's really being a father to you. A little while back, one of the leading health officers in the United States said, "The greatest issue facing us is fatherlessness." Then Time magazine commented on women who actually choose to have a fatherless family. Here's what they said. They are bringing a child into the world with a hole at the center of his life where a father should be. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the father hole in our heart. Now, however you feel about those comments and those quotes, we all know that life's a little tougher if you don't have a dad or somebody who's acting like a real dad. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke 15, and it's the familiar story of the prodigal son who got his inheritance early from his father, went to a far country, spent it all, ended up feeding the pigs and having to eat with them. Verse 17 says, "When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set up and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father." This is a story of a searching man whose real problem was that he was away from his father. Well, maybe that's a picture of you right now. In the story, God is the Father, and God has told us he wants us to know him as our heavenly Father. You say, "Well, if he's like the father I had, I'm not interested." Well, remember this. God is not like the father you had on earth. He's like the father we all wish we had. And what you're feeling down deep in your soul, that's father lonely. We have a hole, a daddy deficit, that we're waiting for a father to occupy. How do we lose him? How do we find him? Well, look at the verbs in Luke 15. It says that the young man set off for a distant country. The Bible says, actually, we've all done that. It says, we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glorious ideal. We've wandered away like sheep, the Bible says. We're away from God by our own choosing. The next verb says, he squandered his wealth. See, all our years away from God are squandered years. They're wasted years until you know the relationship with the Father that you were made for. And then the next verb says, he spent everything. I mean, you can do that so easily. We spend in search of the missing part of us. We can't find ourselves in achievements, in relationships, in pleasure. We spend everything. And then it says, he longed to fill his stomach. Maybe you feel an emptiness inside you. It's like a hunger that never goes away, a hole that's never been filled. And then we read he came to his senses. Maybe that's where God is bringing you right now. It's hard to live without God. It's hell to die without him. It says that the son went to his father. And see, there's only one way you can get to the father you were made by and made for. In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the father except through me." What would happen if you came to him today? It says, while the boy was a long way off, his father saw him, ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. That's the welcome you could get from God today. He runs to you with his arms wide open no matter what you've done. Why don't you run to him and be born into his family today? Don't you want to begin this relationship? Tell Jesus, "I'm yours." Listen, our website is anewstory.com. Would you check it out? That's where you can find the information that will show you how you can finally belong to him. Anewstory.com. No longer would you then have the hole in the center of your life where a father should be. No father on earth could ever fill that hole anyway. It was made for your heavenly father. Come to him. And my friend, you will never be father lonely again.